flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hollywood, Omar, Kelly, Dan Day with you on this beautiful football Friday. And it is more than a football Friday. This is a wall-to-wall sports three-day weekend here. We're working Monday, by the way, so it's not a three-day weekend for us.
Who is we?
Me and Dan. You're out. You're out on
Let's
Monday.
Let's go. Apparently. Omar, you're invited.
Yeah, you were too.
I'm invited.
He's just too weak. He doesn't want to work, you know, on a holiday, so. But anyway.
Martin Luther King Day. You got to give some black people some.
Come on, Omar.
A pass.
Omar, you and I have worked on some
you
holidays
do get a pass,
together.
Omar.
You know.
Omar gets a pass on that day. That's fine. I got to tell you, though, man, this is an amazing stretch of sports days we have coming up here, starting tonight and then ending Monday with a national championship game in college football. Wait, so we got something about every day
so
here.
Exciting? Why is tonight so exciting?
Well, Dan, I had to go to this one. I'm going to go tonight to I will cheer Jimmy.
What jersey are you wearing?
I'm glad you will cheer Jimmy.
I actually am not going to wear my Jimmy jersey tonight. Because
you should.
I'm wearing some of the Vice colors.
Okay.
Yeah, they're wearing the old jerseys.
You don't have any Jimmy Vice gear?
I don't. My son's jersey is a Jimmy one, but so like
we'll put him in there.
So we have
we got to represent Jimmy now.
So I'm going with my wife and my older son tonight, and we don't have the white Vice jerseys. The ones they're wearing tonight, we have those actually kind of ugly. The ones that are all the different colors.
Oh, the
looks like Vice like threw up on them.
The collabos, yeah.
So we have those. We all have matching ones, and so they're going to want to wear those tonight. But yeah, man, it is. Tonight's going to be wild. I don't know what's going to happen.
Does
I don't
Jimmy
know what
get
to expect.
Booed?
No, I don't think people are going to boo Jimmy. I don't think anyone's going to the game tonight to boo Jimmy.
Will he get applause?
Because I don't know what that accomplishes. Right? Like, what does that accomplish?
I don't know.
You're
but
voicing your displeasure?
We don't exactly have the reputation for the greatest fan base in America.
Yeah, it's fine.
America.
I can live with that. I mean, as far as like showing up to games and leaving and that kind of stuff, I got you on that.
I mean, but, you know, and how we treat our own. We will boo our own. Like, you know, Dolphins get booed at least 3 times a year for valid reasons.
Dolphins suck. I just don't think people are going to show up tonight to let Jimmy have it. I guess I shouldn't speak for everyone, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, you are in the Jimmy supporter crowd.
I'm in the Jimmy fan club, man. I've said this from the beginning.
I respect you for your loyalty, by the way.
The Heat are favored, thank you, by 1.5 tonight.
Really?
How? I don't know.
That's
I know Jokic has been in and out of the lineup here. I know he's had a little bit of an injury. I don't know if he's playing for short tonight. He's on the board, on the prop board.
Coming
you know,
off?
Who is not on the prop board is Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I've been looking at this. I've been hitting refresh on the Hard Rock app. I want Jimmy Butler's prop to show up there. Because here's the thing. Tonight, Jimmy is either going for 0 or he's going for 50. I don't think there's any in between on Jimmy Butler tonight. You're going to find out like real early in that game if he's like back, if he's actually going to play and try to show something, or if he has just completely quit. I think you'll find out pretty quick.
I believe the NBA trade deadline is February 8th. And
correct.
This is Jimmy's greatest opportunity right now to showcase himself. and put himself on display for teams that might think that he's lost it, he's not motivated, he's not hungry, he's not driven, or he's just Jimmy being Jimmy.
And by the way, for people that don't think his teammates want him back, I don't know if you saw the thing Kevin Love posted. Did you see what he posted?
I heard about
it. Well,
yeah.
He's posted a lot of things lately.
He posted the scene from Wolf of Wall Street where you know, DiCaprio gets up there and goes, "I'm not effing leaving." So anyway, that's teammates are probably pretty happy to have him back, I would think.
It certainly seems that way. For people who don't understand, the one thing, and get the fact that I've spent over 20 years in a locker room, in any kind of locker room, the one thing players always get and always side with their teammates about is disputes about money with the organization. There's never any wavering about that.
As well, there shouldn't be, right? I mean, that's kind of the brotherhood, right? I mean, they all get it.
His teammates will look at Jimmy as the victim.
Well, either way, however they look at him, they must know that they are better with him, I think, is the bottom line, right?
Hey, man, Hero was talking about, you know, we're good with what we got. We got everything we need.
No, he didn't mean it that way, though.
Oh, he said it, though.
He said it. Yeah, because they don't want to keep answering questions about the guy. But look, regardless, he is back tonight. We will find out what happens. You could certainly text in your best guesses tonight. Texter says, "Good morning, Jimmy. We'll be old Jimmy tonight, advertising what he has remaining for a trade." Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, either Jimmy's going he's not going to score and he's going to walk off like Antonio Brown, or he is going to score 50 and look like MJ out there. That's going to be
I don't think it's 50. I think it's 40.
Well, you know what I mean. It's maybe an exaggeration, but like he's going to look like Jimmy against the Bucks a couple years back in the playoffs. Like that, you could get that Jimmy out there tonight.
And I think Denver would be a good trade destination. So I would certainly, you know, put it on display against the Nuggets.
I don't know about that, but by the way, Texas says Tua will hear the boos when he comes out in September.
Is there a possibility if Jimmy balls out tonight, let's just say he scores like 45 and he wants to be traded, that's it. Like, he doesn't have to put any more tape down. He's done.
No, I disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think a trade sort of materializes until February 1st. Like, I don't think.
But I'm saying tonight, if he balls out, that's enough tape. He doesn't have to go out and ball anymore.
No, I think you got to do it. I think you got to do it for a couple games stretch.
So here's the thing with Jimmy right now. If he doesn't play, he doesn't get paid. That's the bottom line, too, right?
No,
You
mean he doesn't step on the floor?
I mean, he has to play.
I think they could choose not to play him.
They can. If they wanted to, they could choose that route. Yes, they could have him away from the team. They have not chosen that route. But if he doesn't play, if he, you know, takes a blowtorch to this thing, or he goes out tonight and he stands in the corner and you can, you know, tell again that he's not trying, they're going to pull him off the court, and then they're going to have to deal with this suspension nonsense again. And again, he kills his value, whatever value he has left. I think his value is incredibly low right now. And I disagree with the fact that, like, he's going to go out there and score 50, and like, teams are going to be like, "Oh, he still got it." Like, people know, I think teams know what he's capable of.
And teams know what he's capable of the negative way, too.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be. It'll be interesting.
I think only a contender considers Jimmy. Only a team that thinks they're one piece away from winning it all, and more than likely that team is in the East, because I'm pretty sure nobody in. I mean, likely that team is in the West, because I'm pretty sure nobody in the East actually thinks they could beat Boston. Does anybody think they could beat Boston?
Well, it's not just Boston. The Cavs have been tough out there as well.
Yeah, that's true. They got blown out, though.
They did
night.
Get blown out by about 100 by the Thunder. The Thunder are ridiculous, man. Yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be your MVP, it looks like. They are really, really good. But, the Heat come into this game tonight as slight favorites. I don't know what to make of any of this, man. I would, unless you really just need the entertainment, I'd probably save my money at this point. But this is a very, very interesting game between the Heat and the Nuggets. It's at 8:00, and guess what? You can catch it right here on WQAM. Solano will get it going. What time is the pregame? 6:15, Dan? Am I off on that? 6:45 maybe, because it's an 8:00 start.
It's a 6:45 pregame.
6:45.
I did want to ask you, Hollywood and Omar, did you see Spo's post-game press conference after the Lakers, he looked rough. I don't know if it's because he's been on the West Coast for like his beard is all white and he's all stubble. He looked like he was just worn down. I don't know.
Divorce will do that to you.
The season can do that to you.
Wait, I will tell you.
How do you know? Mike McDaniel is the same thing. Mike McDaniel started looking worse and worse as the season progressed, too. When they went through that losing streak, he would show up. The hair's all over the place.
Disheveled.
The season will do that to a man. And
the West Coast trip, when you've been, I don't know how many exact days they've been away and living out of a bag, and I know they're flying they're flying private, but when you've been on the road for a couple of days and you can't go to your barber and get a nice little shave, you start to look a little rough.
Well, they're out there for six games, so that means at least.
But I can promise you all that gray. That's divorce. That's not Jimmy.
That's not Jimmy.
That's not Jimmy.
Well, it could be a different divorce. That's a different divorce.
I got to say good morning to our friend Richie, who texted in this morning. He said, good morning, guys. As a Knicks fan, I think this is great. I hope Jimmy comes out with the starters and gives you guys the middle finger. He also says, good morning, Omar, you loser.
I don't even believe that.
I love Richie. Richie's the best. He's just ribbing you. He's just messing with you. What happens if he perches up in the corner again? Is Spo pull him?
Yeah.
I would think, yeah. He asked if does Jimmy start tonight. I would think so, yes.
Suppose Jimmy plays but decides that I'm not going to shoot any shots? Would you take offense to that?
You talking about like if he's actively point shaving or not trying? Is that basically
he just tries to be Jimmy the facilitator. Jimmy. Like because we've seen that during the season. It's
dude,
like
if Jimmy doesn't play. If he
don't say doesn't play. I think you need to be more descriptive because he
doesn't play his game. Like he's
but his game sometimes
Jimmy,
is just facilitator
I do,
Jimmy.
No, I do think his teammates will have enough at a certain point.
Omar brings up a good question. What if he goes out there and has like 24 assists?
Yeah,
and 0 points and like 12 rebounds.
I mean, if I'm gonna mess with you and I'm gonna try to piss you off,
do it. 24 assists, 12 rebounds. Yeah, like, I had a double double.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't take
points.
I didn't take any shots, but
that's
you know
good, that's a good idea. Like, what do you do if you're Spo? Like, well, you know.
So you have hit me with every hypothetical question this morning, Omar.
That's the reason why I'll be watching.
I'm barely awake, and you've hit me with every possible scenario here tonight. And I'm going to answer you the same way I've answered you through this process. And I know, like, this is we are in the business. I said this the other day. We're in the business of giving takes and our opinions and such.
That is true.
And I am going to tell you that I honestly have no idea.
You'll be in the house, though.
How I am going tonight.
Omar, lend that man about $300 so he can get his family some food, some nachos.
Oh, it's only, only $200.
Dan was disgruntled. He was very disgruntled.
I'm just shocked. Dude.
I think he's so used to the Marlins prices, he just forgot that, you go to a sporting event.
And I mean the free beers that I get at places like Duffy's when I work and stuff like that. So.
Oh, you get free beers? Oh, man.
If Texter asks if Jimmy plays like he did for those two games before, what would be your opinion? Would you boot him? Absolutely. Absolutely. I got to tell you, I don't think
boot.
It matters what I would do.
Not boo, but
I
boot.
Will tell you, no, boot. Give him the boot.
Yeah.
If Jimmy goes out there and, again, he dogs it, the Heat will throw him off the team, essentially. They'll shut him down. I mean, that'll be it. Like, they won't put up with that. And by the way, that is as a professional athlete, there's a lot of weird stuff that's going on in this new world of professional athletes.
I wrote about that in the Miami Herald column.
Great. I was really busy last night. I didn't read it.
You suck.
I'll get to it. But I'm messing with you, Omar. But that is where you draw the line, I think. I know that like we're nice now and everything's a little friendlier.
We got to play nice. And I think Jimmy's going to play nice.
I do. I agree with you. I've said that from the beginning of this thing. I think they should find a way to smooth it over because both parties are
better
together.
There is no way to smooth it over.
Both parties.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
no, if you're messing with my money, you're my enemy.
They're not messing with his money.
They're absolutely messing with his money.
They're paying him a fortune.
They're paying him a
fortune.
And they
will pay him a fortune next year if he opts into that thing.
And
so.
They're shorting him $100 million. If you owe me, if I'm supposed to get $100 million out of you and you renege, We got a problem.
No, there's no supposed to.
No.
There's no supposed to. Jimmy did sign a contract, and
yeah, there's
he's still under contract. Like, there's no
but
supposed to.
Yeah, but there's an understanding that when my contract is coming up, I would like an extension.
No.
Especially when I've covered your franchise. I've carried your franchise for 6 years.
Sold a lot of jerseys, sold a lot of tickets.
I saw D. Wade's comments on this situation, and I hope we have those on QA.
We played them yesterday.
Yeah, well, I would like them again today.
No, we don't. We recycle here.
This show, okay.
We don't recycle, but
here's my thing.
You're killing me here. About 15 minutes into this show, you're killing me early.
What do you mean?
You're killing me. You just peppering me with all these different, you know, crazy angles and different stuff.
And D. Wade said it. He carried the. He took on. It's hard to take on the name, image, and likeness of a franchise and be the marquee player.
He is the marquee player.
And for 6 years, he did it. 5 years, if he did it well, and he shut his mouth coming into year six, so he didn't shut his mouth.
I mean, it was
hold on. In the initial stages, he didn't shut his mouth.
All right, but listen, okay, here's the deal, and we do have to go to break, but here's the deal. The Heat certainly could have given him a contract in the offseason. Maybe they should have to smooth these things over because they probably should have seen this coming. With that being said, he's making 40, almost 50 this year. He's going to make 53 next year. Whew. Okay, so let's not cry for Jimmy Butler this morning, okay? He's going to make $100 million in the next 2 years to play basketball. So let's just, again, let's not shed a tear for the man this morning. And I do think, and I've said this from the beginning, that they are better together, these two parties, because there's no trade out there to be made, clearly, or they would have done it.
No. Right? Everybody's lowballing you.
The Heat would have pulled the trigger. If someone was serious and they really wanted to bring Jimmy in, the Heat would probably have pulled the trigger on a deal. Instead of keeping their cap space? I truly believe the Heat would have pulled the trigger on a deal. I just don't think they want to continue to deal with the drama. But with that being said, there's no deal out there to be made. Jimmy wants to get paid. I assume he wants to play. So this is the best situation right now for everyone. And if he wants to take a blowtorch to it, I just don't know where the Heat go from there because I think, again, the Heat are in a really tight spot right now because, yes, teams are going to lowball them to bring Jimmy in because Jimmy's value has been crushed.
Yeah.
Now, we have football games coming up this weekend that I would like to discuss with you. If we can move past Jimmy.
I want to talk about Jimmy's tantrums.
For just a moment. I will say this, 954 Texan, I've been a fan since 88. That is the opening year. I wouldn't even let him walk into that arena if he's there and plays. I hope he gets booed every time he touches the ball.
See, typical South Florida fan.
I don't know. I don't know what booing him accomplishes. The problem is, man, like, I don't know, maybe I'd get nuts if I wasn't taking my 8-year-old son. He happens to be my son's favorite player. And he doesn't understand. Like I don't know how to explain to him that, like, hey, son, you know, Jimmy stopped trying out there for a few games. He's really upset because he's only going to get $100 million over the next few years. You know, he's kind of being a real pain in the ass right now. I let's go to the game and boo him. Like I don't really know how to explain that in a nice way.
You might have to prepare your son just in case he is booed.
When Jimmy asked for the trade, I mean, I told him, I said, hey, you know, they're going to trade Jimmy, and he was crushed. He was crushed, and he followed that up by asking me if they could get LeBron in exchange. Because he, again, doesn't understand the whole value thing. Well, Jimmy, in his mind, Jimmy is the best player he knows outside of, like, LeBron and Steph. Jimmy's his guy. He likes Jimmy.
Yes, I like Jimmy, too.
He's been watching Jimmy since the bubble.
Did you explain to him that LeBron broke up with the Heat like Jimmy's breaking up with the Heat?
No,
did you have that conversation?
I told him that LeBron was on the Heat, and I said, here's a LeBron jersey from when he played on the Heat, and we love LeBron. We go when he's on the Lakers, we cheer for both teams, and we cheer for LeBron, and then we cheer for the Heat. And,
okay.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to just glossed over.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to keep
life
family friendly.
Life is hard. You got to get them prepared for breakups.
I know, but I think at least maybe
especially in sports.
Maybe like before age 10,
yeah,
can we shelter him
from
he's 8. He just turned 8.
Like, you want his heart broken before you teach him about breakups?
I don't want to involve him in the...
But Hollywood, he's not far off. A lot of Heat fans tell me, and I'm out every night, as you know, I get a lot of this. Why don't we just trade Jimmy for Giannis? Why don't we just trade Jimmy for LeBron? I'm like, that doesn't... Oh, DeAndre Fox, you know, let's make a straight-up trade. I'm like, that's not how it works.
A couple more real quick here. Texter says Jimmy has to grow up and become James. I don't know if he's talking about LeBron. So Texter says he appreciates my perspective. He said Omar loves to cry for the guy making $50 million. Listen, again, wow. my bottom line perspective on this thing, and I've said this from day one, and I will also follow that up by saying I have no clue. I have no scorching hot take this morning about how tonight's going to go. I don't know. There are two scenarios in my head. The one scenario is he starts standing in the corner, fans start booing, the Heat pull him off the court, oof. He rips off his jersey, Antonio Brown style, gives everyone the peace sign, and we never see Jimmy again. That's one option. The other option is Jimmy says, hey, you guys are paying me a lot of money. I know there's been a lot of back and forth, but let's go out and just play ball. And he goes out there and he has a great game and he shows you, hey, I can still play. And I really hope that it's the latter of the two options there, to be honest, because I don't want this drama to continue. I know as fun as it's been, I don't enjoy seeing this continue. I really would rather that he just got back to playing basketball. But we will find out tonight. Regardless, we will find out tonight. But yeah, man, let's not shed any tears here for Jimmy Butler this morning. The guy's going to be fine. He's making $100 million over the next couple of years. And you know what? He misses a lot of games and he still gets paid. So he's going to be just fine. And hopefully we're all going to be fine tonight. We got a big football weekend coming up, though, Omar. I got to tell you, there's one game that I'm very torn on. It is this Buffalo and ooh. Baltimore game. I keep going back and forth because I don't remember which guest it was yesterday. Maybe it was Dono who sold me on Derrick Henry, and you know they're going to run all over the Bills, and their defense is going to be soft against the run. And I don't know, man. I don't know. We got to break these games down. Omar, you have seen the Bills twice in person this year, and you know the strengths, you know the weaknesses of that team.
I do.
So I want to go over that game. The rest of the game should be very interesting as well, as we have the divisional round in the NFL, so we have that going on. The Panthers played last night, did not win last night. They will play again tomorrow. Just the Ducks, they're not the Mighty Ducks, they're just the Ducks, will be coming in to play the Panthers this weekend on Saturday. We have Canes basketball tomorrow at the Watsco Center at 2 o'clock. We have, what else do we have? We have the national championship game on Monday.
Yep.
So we have, at the very least, one major sporting event every day for the next 4 days, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
and
Monday.
And a president's inauguration. Not that that matters, unless it does.
Which day is that?
Monday.
No, all Monday.
Why does college football always go up against, like, important stuff?
They don't go up against the
NFL.
Do
you notice that? No, they did. They went up against the NFL. They went up against the
first round of the playoffs.
What? Something went up against the election. I don't remember which one that was.
I don't know.
Something went up against the election. But whatever, man. I don't know. I'm here to talk sports. I'm here to watch sports. That's it. And we will continue on. If you have any thoughts, any texts, any questions, or anything, you text us here this morning. We'll give away some Heat tickets as well as we go. And we are very happy to have you here with us.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Bunch of texts coming in here early this morning. It's Jimmy Day at the Kaseya Center. They should
wear your Jimmy jerseys.
Give out Jimmy T-shirts or something at the front door tonight. We got that going on. We'll play this later for you in the show. I don't know if anyone's following the tennis at the Australian Open, but there's a woman playing, Danielle Collins. They call her the Danimal. We like that, Dan, because we're both Dans, so the Danimal. And she had like an all-timer yesterday. The fans were booing her and whatever, and she had an all-time response. We'll play that for you at some point in the show. But we have, man, do we have a lot going on here between Jimmy and the NFL playoffs and the college football national championship, and the Canes are in town on Saturday as well. So there is a wealth of the Panthers, too. Sorry,
that
Panthers.
Football is unpredictable. I couldn't tell you who's going to win the national championship game or the Buffalo Bills Baltimore game.
I agree with you. I agree. I think I do like Ohio State in that game. We can get to that on Monday. Dan, you and I will be here on Monday.
For sure.
We'll hold it down for everyone. I did get, by the way, I told you guys, I got jury duty on Thursday. I just could not get out of, so
yes.
I have to do that. I'm scared, by the way. No, I'm scared because I heard Joe tells his story about how he went in there and ended up having to, like, do this big trial, and I had to work a big trial. I don't want to work a trial. I'm more of a keep-to-myself type of person than a sit-on-a-jury panel type of person, but
Just look like a loner? No, just look like he's guilty.
He's guilty. I don't even know how it works. Do they stick you in front of a guy? Like, I don't know how it works. Like, no. I've never done it.
Your wife's amazingly a lawyer. Just enough, ask her what you need to do. Because lawyers will tell you, the people that want to be on juries, they don't want. But the people that don't want to be on juries and say all this, like, I'm crazy and stuff, they put you on there. So.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, if I act like a lunatic, they're going to be like, oh, he's perfect because he doesn't want to be.
I've never persuaded him.
I've shown up. I've done jury duty a number of times. And it's always a waste of my time up until lunchtime, because right before you go in for the selection process, they're like, we settle. And I'm like, lawyers never want to work. And your wife will tell you this. Lawyers never want to do trial. So what they do is they drag these things out as long as they
possibly. You speaking for lawyers today now, too?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you're speaking for everyone this morning.
They don't act like your wife wants to do trial. They never want to do trial. They just want to run up the tab as long as they can. And if you're a lawyer, chime in. You just want to run up the tab as long as you can.
I'm not going to lie. I honestly think what you're insinuating at this moment is offensive to her and other lawyers. But I don't believe. I think there are bad people in every profession. Like,
there are.
I don't like you at this moment in this profession. But I don't think that all of them are dishonest and run.
I didn't say they were dishonest. I said they just they never.
How did this go from I have jury duty on Thursday? You're
never going to get a trial.
You're killing me, dude. It's 6:35 in the morning. Relax, all right? You're killing me this morning. I'm like, I'm not even awake, and you're killing me.
I'm just telling you, I've always sat there, and before we go to the selection process, they're like, yeah, we settled. We came to an agreement.
By the way, it said business casual on there, and that really threw me, because anything that ever says business casual,
You just wear what you want to wear, bro.
I have issues with business casual.
You should go flip-flops.
Yeah, that's the thing. What if they boot you for your outfit?
What do you care?
But here's the thing.
What do you think, they're going to send you home to change?
I show up for business in shorts and a hoodie. Like, this is my business outfit.
I'm telling you. Show up in your business outfit.
I'm here for my business, and I'm wearing a heat hoodie this morning. anyway, yeah. So that Joe will be back middle of next week. Apparently, we're hoping to get him back as well. Let's see here. We do have. Someone said you get free lunch.
No, you do not. I've never.
He said, "Man up, Buttercup. You get free lunch."
I've never gotten free lunch. It's fine. I don't even think they've ever paid for my parking.
Someone said, life hack for you, don't go, nothing happens. I come from a family of lawyers. It said on there that you can get fined like $100.
Yeah,
but
it's your civic duty, man. Like,
I sound like my wife right now. Well, I said the same thing to her. I go, like, what happens if you don't go? She goes, you need to go.
Yeah, she's right.
I want to know what happens.
You need to go.
Has anybody ever had penalty for not going?
No, but that's not the point. It's about
what if I'm like, I'm involved in an incident of some kind, and they run my license, and they go, hey, you didn't show up for jury duty. You're gonna have to spend the weekend in jail.
That's not how it works.
That would suck.
I don't know. I don't want to find out, Omar. I don't want to find out. I'm out here living the clean life.
You think there's going to be a warrant put out for your arrest because you didn't show up for jury duty?
There very well could be. I don't know. I don't know. This guy, if I were you, I would go in my pajamas if you want to go home early.
Absolutely. I would be in flip-flops and pajamas.
I could wear, I have heat pajamas. I have heat and Hurricanes pajamas. I could just wear those.
Just show up with some sunglasses, act like you've been in a bender.
Your job has to pay you 60% of your check if you miss work.
No, wait a minute. 60%?
They have to pay your whole check.
Absolutely.
They just can't fire you for missing work, and they have to allow you off. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
My luck, I'll have the trial of the century.
And I'm going to be working mornings for like eight weeks, man. It's going to be awesome.
As someone asked, isn't it time for Pilates for you, Omar? You're not even working out these days, right?
Wow, I feel judged.
Well, you and I were looking for something.
You tell the people what we're looking for. We're looking for a good boxing gym.
We're looking for a boxing class. I did the boxing a while back. I got to do stuff that's okay on the back. We don't want to hurt the back again.
I am definitely down if we're doing boxing at like 11 o'clock. We got to find a studio. We got to find a nice trainer, because I like to punch people in the face.
Yeah, but as much as I love seeing our doctors, I would prefer not to have to go back for the back injury yet again. Let's see here. this guy says you're not supposed to call that number once you do. Now they've got you. They can't prove otherwise that you ever received the letter. Another one says you have to go. I'm going to probably go.
What happens if you don't go? You have to go. What happens if you don't go?
I just told you what happened.
Nothing. They don't. You said they put out a warrant for your arrest. The next time you get a speeding ticket, they're going to lock you up and put you in jail for 3 days.
I said I don't want that to happen.
No. You. Okay. And what if you don't go? They just send another letter next year.
We've done this on the show.
Suck on a pacifier. Another guy says there's a boxing gym right after the circle right by Ricky's place.
I don't know if you want to go there.
I don't know where he's talking about.
I have no idea where he's talking about.
Please, if you can give me like more of an address or like an
area, city. Yeah.
I've lived in Miami every year of my life except for 3 years in Boca, and then five-ish years in college in Tampa. And then I've lived in Miami the rest of the time, and that's I don't know street numbers. I just know landmarks. Like, if you have to give me a landmark. Someone said wear an O.J. Simpson T-shirt.
O.J., so free to juice?
No, here's the thing. This guy, like, you need to say you're a radio personality. You have undue influence on others. They will release you.
That doesn't work.
That didn't work for old
that
Joe.
Doesn't work. That doesn't
Joe
work.
Got a big-ass trial, man. He tells his story about jury duty all the time. How do you know they received the letter? Never sent you a certified letter. I'm just saying. Another said missed, like, five jury duties, never gone, nothing happened.
Listen,
if you've listened to me long enough, you know that I am cowardly.
Yes,
and
you are always.
And I'm just going to do, at this point, probably what I'm asked.
No. You pushed it to the limits.
I've called out three times, and then this last time, so I was actually supposed to go Wednesday.
You made your lawyer wife call out for you.
Of course. I was supposed to go Wednesday this week, and Joe is not here, so I just can't.
Like, so you got to, like, real work like a big boy.
Yeah, like if I left the show in your hands, we'd probably lose all of our listenership. So I decided to show up this week, and I called, or my wife called, and they were like, you have to come next week. You've called out every single time already. You can't call out anymore. And I'm going to go.
I know you are, because you're a wuss.
I don't want to. I'm not going to call him and offer like an ultimatum. What if I don't show up? I'm just going to go.
Just do a Liam Neeson.
By the way, I mean, you get a day off of work for free.
So, I know.
Worst thing in the world. But anyway, I don't know how we got to this subject. I want to get to these games, Omar. That's kind of more important at this moment. Mike Florio, by the way, is going to join us like he always does on Fridays. Leger Duzable from CBS. Well, I got to tell you, Omar, he's one of my favorite follows on Twitter, dudes. I really enjoy his stuff on Twitter. I think he offers a really good perspective.
Oh, he offers a great perspective on CBS as well.
Yeah, as a former player, he does a really nice job, and he's one of my favorite guests that we bring on when you're here, Omar, because I know you guys are our friends. So he will come on with us and give us a player perspective on these games that are coming up here. I think there are some really, really intriguing storylines heading into this weekend. I think the Chiefs-Texans game is really, really intriguing because the Chiefs, look, they had a week off. How are they going to come back from this thing? And the question now becomes, can Patrick Mahomes, will this group of, I don't want to say misfits, because I know they're getting like Hollywood Brown, I guess, is back. And they got DeAndre Hopkins. They got a couple of weapons over there, but.
They got weapons.
It's, I just want to see how Mahomes is able to handle this thing here. And did they go out, they take care of their business, or does Houston give them a run for it?
I'm pretty sure they'll be favored to win every single game they play.
Yeah, but does Houston give them a run for their money? Does C.J. Stroud have a big game? I think that's going to be a very intriguing game. I think the Lions are going to pound the Commanders. I really do. I have this bad feeling that the Commanders are like, I want to say frauds. Like they're almost, no, not frauds, but I want to say they're probably like really thrilled that they surpassed every possible expectation.
Yeah.
They're massive overachievers at this point. And the Lions are just, the thing with the Lions is Dan Campbell doesn't just beat teams. He takes your soul. Like he goes at like they.
That's a style of football.
I have never seen a team that I can remember. And I'm trying to, it's been a few games. There was a game where they had like a lineman throwing a pass when they were up like four touchdowns. Do you remember, I know which play it was that I'm thinking of. There was a play where Jared Goff fakes falling down. The running back, I think it was Gibbs. Gibbs falls down like he's diving on the ball. And this, by the way, is when they're up four touchdowns. I think it was maybe the Bears. They were pounding them. And so you have Goff pretends to fall down. The running back pretends to fall down like they fumbled the ball. And the tight end runs wide open. Laporta runs wide open into the end zone. And it's like the most incredible fake, you know, trick play you've ever seen. They're doing it up 28. They just, again, this team looks to humiliate. They don't want to just win. Winning by one is like not okay for them. They want to humiliate you. So I do think the Lions.
No, they want to impose their will. And I remember Dan Campbell from when he was an interim coach. While I did not feel like he was ready to become the head coach of the Miami Dolphins at that time, you could tell he was going to be a good coach when he had a little bit of seasoning on him. Remember the very first practice when he replaced Joe Philbin? They did the Oklahoma drill. And I haven't seen the Oklahoma drill since then. And it's probably been since Jimmy Johnson since I'd seen the Oklahoma drill.
Never seen it again either.
Yeah, you won't see it. Their very first practice drill was the Oklahoma drill, and he was setting the tone for what he wanted his team to be.
What about that Thursday night game? I can't remember. They could have kicked a field goal and gone up by 10, but he decided to go for it on fourth and like two so they could get the first down and just end the game, and they got it. And I was like, damn, this guy is cold, man.
He is. I just wonder, man. Hey, look, it came back to catch him last year. It got him.
Mm, that's
his,
true.
His
that's true.
Wild style of coaching got him last year.
I think Dan Day is talking about the his music is inspired by they're putting it back on the election. Whenever we have the next poll, they're starting that again. The amendment to legalize weed.
Ah,
we keep coming. Recreational, baby.
Is that in 4 years?
Two.
Don't worry, they're going to take it out of the public's hands because we already ruined that one. So they're just going to go ahead and do it themselves.
Look at FIU FIU on the top place for basketball. They still got that cool court with the ocean on it. You see that?
No,
they got that cool basketball court at FIU.
Anybody going?
To FIU basketball games?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
I mean,
you.
They were in the final. No, was it FAU?
No, that's FAU.
FAU, yeah. My bad. Same thing.
Well, you're on a roll. You're on a roll this morning.
Omar.
One's in Boca. One's in.
One's in Boca. That's, one's in South Miami.
Yeah. Same thing. South Florida. Yeah,
my wife went to FIU for law school. So don't you have something bad to say about FIU,
no.
too?
No.
Because
no.
You have something for everything this morning.
Absolutely
so
not.
You had a scorching hot take for everything, but we haven't even reached the 7 o'clock hour yet. Omar's been on a roll.
Haven't woken up yet?
I know. I'm drinking my little tea here this morning. By the way, apparently we have a Cuban coffee machine in the building,
but you have to make it though.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
You got to know how to make it.
They were trying to run. Explain it to me yesterday.
Doesn't he know how to make it?
Who? Zog?
Zog.
No,
yeah.
Zog brings his own.
He buys it somewhere. I don't even know if he knows that machine exists. I didn't know until yesterday. Now listen, I don't make coffee. I don't drink coffee. So
you don't want to be on the Cuban
track. I probably
track.
Couldn't even use one of those machines where you put the little pot in, and we have that.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I assume you put the pot in, you close it and push go.
I think there has to be water in it, but yeah, that's kind of the concept.
Yeah. So I don't use that. All I know is that we have a machine that does cold water and hot water. Mm-hmm. And I do hot water and then I teabag.
We used to have, that's a new machine because we used to have the old machine that didn't work.
The new one's awesome.
Yeah, the new one is awesome.
I like it. You know what? We're coming up in the world here, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're making moves.
We have a machine that gives us hot water.
Do you have a take on all-time bad one, Jessica Pegula, right now? She's playing tennis. You know, her dad. You know who her dad is, right?
Nope.
Owner of the Buffalo Bills.
Interesting.
A little tennis trivia this morning. I like that.
Isn't a Buffalo Bill? Okay, the family, because yeah. I know there's a woman, there's a female owner.
So she's a billionaire, and she decides to work her ass off and play tennis, and she's an all-time bad one. She talks about drinking beer after winning matches and stuff like that. She's crazy.
She's a billionaire.
Can we, Dan, in the 7 o'clock hour, can we play that sound from the Australian Open from Danielle Collins? I really enjoyed that. That was something I saw on Twitter yesterday or heard. I'm not going to be a fraud here. I'm not staying up very late or waking up in the middle of the night to watch tennis. I have seen some of the replay stuff, but let's do this.
It's on early morning. Is this live?
Okay. That's why it says
Joe's probably up right now on the screen. All over it.
Joe probably is. I hope not.
This
man.
Match,
I hope
though,
I hope Joe is disconnecting from the sports world.
This match is a hot one, though, man. If we're watching,
I know what's gonna happen. Joe's gonna call me on like Saturday or Sunday. He's gonna call me, and he's gonna have his sports buildup. He's gonna want to talk about every topic in the world. He did it to me last weekend. I woke up. My son slept in. My two kids slept in like a little bit, and it was like 8 a.m, and I'm just getting up and. I see my phone ringing, and it's Joe. And I was like, what could this pop? Like, what's going on? And he just wanted to talk.
Yeah.
He just wanted to talk about the stuff that was going on.
Sports buildup.
He did have sports buildup.
I mean,
this weekend should be interesting when I talk to him. But anyway, we got to take a pause.
He misses us. That's what it is.
Joe, you know, man, Joe loves doing this. It is a cool thing. Like, he really loves doing this. Loves coming in and talking sports, as we all do. It is a blessing that we get to do this, and I'm excited to roll on here on a Football Friday. By the way, man, thank you to everyone who's hung in there with us this week. Dono and Omar have been filling in, and Dan Day, of course, has been with us. So thank you to everyone who's hung out with us this week. If you dislike the program, at least we can entice you by the fact that we have some Heat tickets to give away at some point. Omar is a little bit abrasive this morning, which I guess is usual.
It's par for the course.
Yeah. I always tell people, Omar, you're one of the main people ask me about. And they go,
and you tell them I'm a son of a gun.
You are. I look past a lot of your Twitter stuff because I know that that's not you. You're just a very,
you're a very
rough on Twitter. You're very abrasive. You're very condescending at times. And I have to tell people that that's
Twitter streets.
That's not the Omar I know. Omar is a dear friend. He's a good person. He's just very vicious on Twitter, which is essentially why I don't tweet. I don't send out a lot of tweets because
Twitter's a rough place.
I know, and I don't. Here's the thing: I would love to talk to people outside of the show. I would love that, but I know what's going to happen. I'm going to send out a sports take. And they're going to be, you know, F you and you suck.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
And I don't.
Why are you even talking sports?
I don't need that venom in my life.
Yeah.
I get 4 hours.
That's why you
got to
slap people around a little bit on Twitter.
Anyway, I do thank everyone for listening and hanging with us this week.